This has been a massive issue for many of our listeners from two sides of the fence. One, the breeding industry slats with the encroaching, really, of the mines onto the stud farms up there in the magnificent Hunter Valley. And then a decision by the New South Wales government earlier this week for it to encroach even a little bit further. So to fill us in exactly what's happening is Henry Plumtree, the Managing Director of Dali Australia. G'day, Henry.
G'day, TK. How are you?
Good, mate. I know you're trying to work to coexist, but it's making it a little bit hard at the moment.
Well, I think when you talk about coexistence, the coexistence that we can live with is what we've currently got in the Hunter Valley, TK, which is if you fly a helicopter over the top of that upper Hunter, there are half a dozen existing mines which are, you know, producing a lot of export coal and they're producing a lot of domestic energy coal. And we can exist with them because our operations and most of the stud operations are between 8 and 10 kilometres from those mines. When they start to get closer, and this Drayton South mine is going to be less than a kilometre from our front gate and Coolmore's front gate, it's too close. Mm. And the problem for us is that we are an industry which, you boys would have seen it, in the last 20 years, it has really come of age. And it is an industry which the rest of the world wants to be involved in now. We have international buyers at the sales. Our horses go overseas to Ascot, France, Hong Kong, and they perform on the world stage with these international thoroughbreds. And Australia is a go-to destination now, and the Hunter Valley drives that.
Mm. Serious risk to Coolmore, Dali. I mean, where's it at in terms of modifying this proposal?
Well, look, we've been to the PAC twice before, TK. We went to the PAC in 2013 and the proposal was rejected. We went back to the PAC last year and the proposal was rejected again. Unfortunately, under the planning laws, Anglo-American are allowed to make as many applications as they like because they own the land where the coal footprint is underneath. But Our message for the government is that we are an industry of considerable worth to the state. We're a massive employer across all sections. I mean, we're not just a breeding industry based in the Hunter Valley. Yeah. It's a vertically integrated business. We have the racing system in Sydney and Melbourne. 75% of those horses in Sydney and Melbourne, TK, are Hunter Valley breds.
Yeah, so what you're looking for is just the status quo to remain, and that is like the distance of between 6 to 8 k's, but as you mentioned, this one can come within what, 900 meters of the front gates of Coolmore or Dali.
Yes. Yeah, and I think it is a historical fact of mining in the Hunter Valley that once a footprint is granted, even if it has a certain size at the beginning of its mine life, when they get to the end of the mine life, there will be an application for an extension and that mine will be extended. There have been six of them in the last year in the Hunter Valley. So our biggest problem is proximity and the fact that the last two PACs, TK, have said in their findings to the government that horse breeding and coal mining are incompatible land uses.
Yeah. Well, somehow they're going to have to sort of coexist. So what's next, mate? Obviously, there'll be action from you guys against the decision made by the New South Wales government.
We have to go and put our case to the public hearings at Denman on September the 10th.
Right.
We did it last year. We did it the year before. And we just basically have to outline to the Planning Assessment Commission commissioners, we have to outline the value of our industry to the New South Wales economy and to the Australian economy, and that we are fully sustainable. We're a 50 to 100-year generational industry. It's not something which is going to disappear in the next 20 years. We're a big employer, and we'd like some certainty from this government in respect of further mining. And I think, as I said, we can exist with the mines which are currently operating in the Hunter, keeping up export quotas, keeping up domestic energy requirements, we can exist with them. We are asking for no further greenfield sites.
All right. It seems fair enough. We're going to hopefully wish you success on September 10 when you front that board. We thank you again, Henry, for your time.
All right, boys. Good luck with the World Cup.
Thank you very much. Henry Plumtree there. It's a big, big issue for the Hunter Valley. Issue.